The next comment is from Mario Garza of San Marcos. My name is Mario Garza, and I submit my remarks as the Board of Elders Chair of Indigenous Cultures Institute. I am asking the Commissioner's Court to please postpone your approval of the membership recommendations submitted to you by the Nominating Committee of the Hays County Historical Commission. We are concerned because two current Hispanic commissioners were not recommended for reappointment, and we believe it was an act of retaliation, which can be proven once we review the approved applications. We are concerned because one of our Indigenous community members was not recommended for appointment, and we believe she is the only Indigenous applicant. This dismissal of an opportunity to appoint a Native American who can represent the historical voice of people who have populated Hays County for 14,000 years is suspect. We can provide documentation of how Indigenous people were disrespectfully treated and dismissed at a recent commission meeting, supporting the discrimination that is demonstrated by failing to appoint a well-qualified Indigenous person. We are concerned that the Tejano Committee was in effect dismantled in retaliation against the Tejano Committee Chair. The Tejano Committee Chair attempted to introduce the proposal for an Indigenous exhibit at the courthouse, which was dismissed by the Commission Chair and several members. This Tejano Committee Chair also supported an application for an undertold story, including Indigenous people, which was criticized and not supported by some of the Commission members. Apparently, a majority of the recommended members are not supportive of the history of Indigenous people. For too long, the 14,000-year-old history of our people has been systematically erased, and the current historical commission is perpetuating this disgraceful era of systemic injustice.